Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that we're all doing great, and I am excited to cover this subject with you all today. I wanted to create a dedicated episode about what to do when a spiritual attack happens. We're going to dive into why they happen, what actually is happening about object links, how to deal with this and not go into fear, and cultivate fearlessness when it comes to the spirit realm and reclaiming our spiritual authority. That's what I'm here to help you do. We're going to get very real. This is serious. Any spiritual energetic work, we need to take very seriously. And in spiritual battle, you can get hurt. So listen to the end, especially if you feel triggered or a bit of resistance around the subject matter. There's absolutely no shame if this has happened to you and you got super scared and you didn't know what to do. It happens to the best of us. It's happened to me in the past too. Fear is a very natural reaction. But we know that above all, we should have no fear. And ultimately, everything is frequency. And even when it comes to lower entity beings or demonic beings, they are lower frequency beings. They identify as that. But everything is vibration. And the higher the frequency, the closer to source, and the lower these consciousness forms or entities are, the more cut off from source they are. So beings in the lower astral realms are low frequency. That's what they are made of. That's what they reside in. They are low frequency. So when you feel fear, you are feeling their presence, and that is their goal in itself. They have basically turned away from source and become service to self. This means that they have no or limited source connection. So they turn to people for energy. You and I, hopefully not you and I, but the more we engage with them, the better for them. That's how they harness our energy. When we are in that fear state, when we are thinking or worrying about them, they try to manufacture our consent to engage with them through, you name it, drugs, plant medicine, yes, alcohol, occultic practices, of course, even movies and music. This is everywhere. And I know that this can be very daunting to realize, but knowledge really is power. And the more that we sharpen our discernment, the more that we raise our frequency, and we're gonna be exposing ourselves to higher frequencies. And if we're exposed to lower frequencies, we will have more protection, more discernment, and we'll be able to react in a way that's very efficient, and we become co-creators and spiritual warriors. So when we're not quite there yet, which happens to most of us, we can get attacked or encounter them. What we need to know is that humans are used to keep these lower astral entities alive as a host. Because once you engage, so this can be even a thought, a quantum connection is made instantly. This happens automatically all the time, for better or for worse. This is also the reason we can experience amazing things and journey anywhere, experience anything. Quantum connections are made through our consciousness instantly. So I want to help you become a better steward of your own consciousness. The tricky thing is that we go about our lives feeling our own feelings, thinking our thoughts, and we think that that's us. They are our own. It feels like us. But this is not necessarily the case. And this can be quite scary and daunting to realize at first. But there is no privacy in the spirit realm at all. And we are very fluid beings. Discerning that those feelings feel like ours but are not actually ours is so important. So whenever we feel a feeling or think a thought that is about harming ourselves or harmful to us or our environment, or we go into extreme fear, this is often spirits around us projecting their energy onto us as an amplifier so that they can basically get it back and siphon off our life force. Because we're not usually as aware of this, it can feel very invasive, which just adds to the fear, right? But Think of it as this: our body container does not separate us from energies around us. Your aura is much bigger than your physical body. So your energetic body extends way beyond your physical body, and it can overlap with other energies all the time. Things move through each other. It does not mean that you can get entity attachment out of nowhere, because we still have our sovereignty and our free will. And for that to happen, there are extra steps that need to be taken and are often manufactured consent. So that can be in certain occultic practices, for example, or certain things that we consume, or sexual activity. But generally, things just move through each other. And this can be the most scary part. This also is the reason that we can be guided, though, and steered by Creator and angels, because we are actually not separate. We're not separated from energy around us. And we're also not our own. Yes, you are an autonomous, sovereign person, but ultimately we're fractals of Source. So either we get under the protection of Source, or we just kind of keep moving around, being more vulnerable. All of this taught me that we're actual inheritors of the Earth. So with our sovereign free will and discernment, we decide what goes here. We decide what's allowed in our space, what gets to attach to us, which is absolutely nothing. And remember that we have that authority, and also we have a duty, because we can practice this on ourselves, and we should, but also in our environment and our areas as our authority basically extends. This is actually a really great thing once you've built your understanding of how all of this works, and discernment of spirits and frequency, so you become resensitized to different frequencies, what they feel like, what's your own and what's not, and then have the tools to shut out and disconnect from lower astral beings and only connect to the Most High, where the healing and the expansion comes from. This is what we do in all of my practices and programs. This is what my work is all about, to help you do that. So we do this consistently in the Way Circle, and when it comes to spiritual warfare, we take it to the next level in my battle training, specifically when it comes to dealing with the lower astral realm, because we're exposed to it all the time. The lower astral realm is the closest to Earth realm, and this is also why I don't engage with the lower, middle, upper worlds or realms kind of journeying, because we have no business going to those lower realms. And I know that this is not the lightest subject, but once you know and you have the skills, you have it. And we're expected to connect with the highest frequencies also takes an elevation from us by increasing our frequency and, yeah, the right safe practices like journeying, but also just being the best person that you can be. And raising your frequency itself is protection. If you can bring yourself onto a higher frequency, and this is why it's so helpful to have practices like journeying, then you become an actual inhospitable space for lower astral beings, and they just move on to a weaker subject. So if you bring yourself onto a higher frequency, that's just what they do. They're always going to be looking for a supplier of life force to keep them alive, that is between them and Source. And there's no shame if you feel like you have been this person and you have had energy siphoned off of you. It's happened to me as well. But where it gets really risky and more high stakes is when we have open doorways. And this is what causes attacks by entities. This can be by, for example, a sleep paralysis spirit. Attacks show us where our weak spots are, which we all have. That's okay. We're human. If it happens, just assess when it started and what you did. Because again, we are sovereign beings with free will. So we may have been tricked or just may have made a decision that wasn't the best that allowed them to come in. because again, we're the boss in this realm. So we decide. So did you do drugs or channel or bring a foreign object, like a ritual object into your house that may have had a spirit attached to it? These are all things that you can consider. And sometimes it can be ancestral and more severe, but we're just talking about the most common experiences here that I hear of. So more serious symptoms can be nightmares, literal attacks on your body, feeling like you're being pushed or shoved, or repetitive, harmful thought patterns, addictions. Those can all be symptoms. And then it goes into the very severe symptoms, which you do not have to worry about unless you have a serious open doorway going on. But that can be like astral attacks, like violent attacks or rape, for example, in the astral plane, which is unfortunately a very real thing. This can happen when there's an access point, like having taken oaths or having done even certain Wiccan plant medicine can often cause this, or drugs, hallucinogens. Even though interaction with spirits can be really harmful and intense, it's extremely rare, and then still it can be helped. But generally, it will start out very mildly, and it starts out feeling good and exciting, and then it escalates. So when people start channeling or do mediumship, for example, you see this often. At first, they get information and it's accurate. And they get this sort of sensation, this rush of power and intrigue, and it becomes addictive. And then it can escalate into ongoing conversations and even devotion to these spirits and listening to them. And once they have people locked into that relationship for longer, then they will tell them to start hurting themselves, for example. We need to keep doorways closed, but even things like this can be healed. I've had multiple clients experience astral rape, even sodomy. That's very rare, but also clients who took certain drugs and started to hear voices and are now no longer hearing them. I've had a friend recently be gifted an object link. It was a ritual pen statue with an erect phallus. Now, that should be a red flag to most of us, but when it's a gift and it seems harmless, you don't think of the possibility of that actually having a spirit attached to it. But when we accept things into our home, it will actually start to move and engage. And she is super intuitive and spiritual, so she took it out of her home and dumped it somewhere. But then she felt called over and over back to that location to bring offerings. And she caught it and she was like, what's going on here? I have a different friend who does moon circles. And even though I tell her not to, she'll then have a spirit in her bedroom, for example, looking at her in the morning. Things like that happen. Now, the first natural reaction is to get super scared. And for many people, it makes total sense, because often it's unfortunately the first time that they realize that, yes, the spirit realm is very real. And that's a shame, because when people start different methods like I teach, they have the great, amazing, pure experiences that are super expansive. So they get this reality check and then get scared. But you being in that frequency of fear itself is supplying that entity with more of that same lower vibrational life energy. And these moments are really important because they force us to deepen our trust within ourselves. And the next step is then, okay, how do we get out of the fear? How do we detach from that spirit, get it gone, and how do we then know it's gone? We'll get into that next. Now, these beings cannot really do anything other than create the fear itself and make you question yourself. This is why, in general, our relationship with Source, God, Creator is so key, because this gives you inherent protection and just elevates you above all of this. So the first rule, Never talk to or engage with or argue with spirits. You're just supplying them with more energy. You're giving them even more of an opportunity to get to know you and attach to you. They lie, they mask, and you are just keeping them around. We do not need to do that. We do not need to know where they came from or why they're here to get rid of them. They know the records of our lives because these are kept in heavenly realms where there is no linear time before they fell and became lower astral entities. So they know us. They know exactly what to say, what buttons to push, what we want, what promises to make. I've had clients who were being led and told to go all over the country because they were going to find the love of their life or something like that, or that career opportunity. Because they know the records of our lives, they know exactly how to reel you in. And many people then get trapped in that search, but also in helping them, because most people who are spiritually open want to help. They're helpful, good people. But when they start to tell you, which they do, that you are meant to help them, that you have this contract with them, consented to helping them in another life, you've just given them permission across time. So do not believe that. Don't engage altogether. The things that you need to be doing is raise your frequency in general. In the moment when you are caught off guard, do a visualization, whatever you need to just raise your frequency to get out of the fear. And this can be something really silly and trivial, like you visualizing kittens playing or rainbows or a loved one or anything that makes you happy is going to create an instant shift and a disconnect from that vibration that they live on. Now, the second thing, and this is the most important thing, because this is what universally works all the time, is Yeshua. Now, I used to be an atheist, and most of you know my story and where I started out. And I started to learn about entity attachments and spiritual warfare. And I started to learn that the only thing that helped was the name of Yeshua. So I got interested in what this may be about. Like, was there something to this? Where does this come from? Fast forward a few years, I started to have out-of-body experiences with Yeshua, Yahweh, spiritual warfare experiences. So I came from a place of no relationship at all to understanding the role that Yeshua plays in spiritual warfare and our protection. And this goes way beyond the name, but just the name will increase your vibration and it will scare them off. Raising your frequency in general will also scare them off to a large extent. I've even had beings get sick, like literally vomit, when I just started to send lots of like high frequency visualizations and images at them astrally. But if you have more severe attacks, that may not work. And if you have lots of resistance around the whole Yeshua thing or anything that's associated with Christianity, then I really recommend going back to my episode. I think it's called Meeting Yeshua. Also, I have an episode on my relationship with Source. It's called something like that. You can search for it. And I think that will really go a long way in helping take your resistance away and understand where this is coming from, because I used to be in the same exact place. Now, how to pray. This is another triggering thing for many people, but prayer and anointing are extremely powerful spiritual battle tools. So in general, I recommend going to my How to Anoint episode, learn how to anoint yourself, your home, everything that you bring in, and you can pray while you do this. And say, for example, quote unquote, I plead the blood of Yeshua over it. In the name of Yeshua, I command you to leave. You're not allowed to be here. And anoint. If you have lots of resistance around it, you may try your own version of this, but it may not work. Also, I want to point out, do not go anointing demonic generals, okay? Spiritual battle is serious and you can get hurt. So if you want to rebuke something, you always want to say, Yah or Yahweh rebuke thee. You're basically appealing to Source God Creator, Yahweh, to do it. Now, some people, I understand, are very bothered and triggered by terms like Yeshua, Yahweh, prayer, anointing. And trust me, I get it. I get it more than anyone. And I would please many more people if I generalized this and said, you know, just do your own prayer, pray to Source, burn some sage, but it's not going to help you. It's not going to do anything for you. Prayer and specific prayer is important, especially when it comes to more severe attacks. A great resource for prayers you can find for free on withoneaccord.org. And I recommend to really feel into the words, especially meditate on the Hebrew ones. Look up their meaning, familiarize yourselves with these concepts because they represent living frequency, living concepts. Hebrew is an alive language. The specific terminology used is there because it works best for you. And it's closest to spiritual language. It creates. And spirits hear this. They have to abide by the authority that's exercised through them. And when you anoint, they smell it too. And they can only be where they're allowed to be. When you have done all of this, anointing, prayer, trust that it's done. That's another step that a lot of people find difficult, so I want to go into that as well. It's work in progress to grow in your spiritual authority and understand this in a more intimate, authentic way, and then still you're going to be challenged on higher levels again and again. This is why I really, really recommend my spiritual battle training. The most important thing is that you start exercising your authority and cultivate fearlessness. It can also be really helpful to generally increase awareness of just more subtle energies around us and our thoughts and our feelings. Really capture them moment to moment, examine them. What programs are running? Where does this come from? Is this mine? Is this what Source God Creator wants me to feel and think? Capture everything and start to, just without judgment, just from a loving place, bring awareness into them. Just assess what's going on there. Start to purify your consciousness. Only allowing the most high and loving energy towards self and others. Start to filter out all of the negative frequencies, especially those towards ourselves. Because when we have an unhealed relationship with ourselves, we don't trust ourselves. We don't think we're worthy. We get down on ourselves. We're not good enough. We feel like we're just lesser than, especially if we don't forgive ourselves for past things. Those are the ideal open doorways for spirits. So really start to strengthen your relationship with yourself in this way. Cultivate boundaries more consistently. Physical things, spiritual things, everything is energy. And you won't feel as tested in these moments. For example, we moved into a very old home and we have this basement that has a very old original bathroom in it. And I cannot tell you how creepy it is. So in the beginning, never having had my own property, I was a little like, maybe I don't feel like going there in the dark if I just needed to get something from the basement. And immediately I was like, no, we're not going down this path. This is now my territory. I anointed everything. We can do a separate episode on the things that I did in our house to just set it up right spiritually. But some things need to be a decision. And my decision was, I'm going to reclaim this from the beginning. Even if there is a song that you need to sing to raise your vibration, don't even allow limiting yourself because you feel an unwanted presence. Speaking of which, we had an unwanted presence. I did feel watched in our kitchen sometimes. I'm not the type to get really scared of these things. It's also gone away. But we need to make the decision first to claim our space. And see it like this. When you feel fear, their frequency is trying to overlap with yours. They're trying to get territory, but it doesn't mean that they're already attached to you. What are your steps that you're going to take to disconnect? They are low, so we want to go high. Raise your vibration, anoint, pray. Lastly, one very important point, faking it. You will likely need to fake the confidence at first, and that is fine, and you should do this because the protection and the high frequency is in the anointing oil, in the words, in the prayer, or whatever visualization you are doing to raise your vibration. It's inherently in that. All of these things are their own consciousness that you are then calling in, invoking, connecting with. You are connecting with those high frequencies in these different ways by calling it in. So call it in. Fake it. Just call it in until you do feel it. You don't need to feel super secure and confident, but you cultivate it this way. And maybe not instantly, but it will start to raise your vibration to the point where you feel in control, fearless. And this is a muscle that you train, and it gets stronger every time. Often we feel weak because we're not feeling it and we become fearful. We feel not deserving and cut off, but we need to force it, because forcing it is training the muscle and cultivating it. And this is how we are raised up in our spiritual authority. Someone told me once that Source, God, Creator doesn't use the qualified, but qualifies the willing. So be willing and just take that step. Spiritual battle is really about making decisions and offering yourself up, not as a sacrifice, but from a place of power and sovereignty, to be of service, to exercise your authority over your space, and then asking Yahweh to exercise it through you. And by working through you, it's going to protect you as well. And what this does to you over time, in terms of just personal power, is beyond your wildest dreams. And this is not about being ready. So I hope that this was helpful. If it was, please give me a follow, hopefully 5-star rating, and leave an iTunes review if you can. It takes less than a minute. You can do it on the toilet. And it means so much. It means that other people get to see and discover this type of content, which is not easy, and I need your help for that. So thank you so much. Love you all, and I'll see you soon.